These movies have defied convention.
Hello, I'm Cleveland Heap. Welcome to the Cove.
Challenged our beliefs.
Something keeps setting up the sprinklers.
There's something strange going on around this building.
And explored the dark corners of our fears.
I saw you! Come out of that pool right now!
Go, 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 go! I'll go after I do my last!
We have to help her.
Lady in the Water.
Don't be dramatic. Me and you were just nice to each other on Tuesday.
Morning, 100.3 WNIC.
Did you know that my pool opens tomorrow?
Yeah, I know.
Are you on the email for the complex?
I know things, Allison. It's called show prep, and I do it.
That's so funny. Opening tomorrow.
Opening tomorrow.
Pool.
Yeah. As a matter of fact, coming up on the show today, the 10 rudest things you can do at the pool this summer.
Allison, listening.
Oh, I'll be listening. No, you, all of you, listen. Stay out of my nook and keep your lousy kids from messing up my laps.
I'm after I do my laps!
So we have that coming up today. Also, best songs from the 80s, according to Time Out magazine. Did they get it right? I looked that magazine up, by the way. They stopped publishing like last year. They're strictly an online, and I guess they're from the UK. Yeah, I didn't know that. So we'll see what they, say.
Time Magazine?
Time Out Magazine.
Oh, Time Out. Okay.
Yes. We got to talk a little bit about Serial Drive today because it is back on June 8th, and I'm shooting a little commercial for it at Fox 2 today. And I was like, you know, we got to get people started. They got to start stockpiling your cereal. Come out and see us live. So that's going to be fun on June 8th. We'll talk a little bit about that. The St. Mary's Polish Country Fair is going away, which has been a staple here.
We'll
explain why in Fox 2 News headlines. I know we'll get into some tickets today. We have more Stevie Nicks tickets, more Matchbox 20 tickets, and we're getting a little closer to Memorial Weekend in Detroit with 100.3 WNIC and Allison's pool music. Very nice.
Jay Towers in the Morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
It was a big night for the season 23 finale of The Voice. If you did not watch last night, just turn your radio down for like 5 seconds. There was a spoiler alert. Team Niall gets the win with singer Gina Miles. It is his first season as a coach. Team Blake was the runner-up, and last night was obviously his last episode on The Voice. So kind of a bummer. There were a lot of emotions for his last ever episode as coach, bringing his 12-year, 23 seasons run to an end. So many surprises throughout the night. Former coach Adam Levine returned with Maroon 5 to perform a song. CeeLo Green, who was a coach on the show, sang a medley of 80s songs. Several celebrities and former coaches made videos for Blake, and Blake posted a love letter on Instagram saying, "Can't believe it's been 23 seasons. It's bittersweet. I've made lifelong friends and memories. Thank you to everyone."
Boy, I don't know. I'd keep riding out that wave. I wouldn't want to end it.
I mean, I follow Gwen on Instagram, and there's just a lot of farming going on.
Yeah, we don't want that show to get in the way of all that.
So what are you going to do? You're just more tractor stuff?
I guess.
Someone's got to go to work.
He's going to focus more on music now that he's tied up with that. I don't know.
Okay.
Stevie Nicks thanked Taylor Swift for writing this song, "You're on Your Own, Kid," from her Midnights album. She said that it helped her mourn the loss of Christine McVie.
Oh.
Thank you to Taylor Swift for doing a favor for me. And that is writing a song called "You're on Your Own, Kid." That is the sadness of how I feel. As long as Chris was even on the other side of the world, we didn't have to talk on the phone. We really weren't, you know, phone buddies. It was like, and then we'd go back to Fleetwood Mac and we'd walk in and it would just be like, "Hello, sister, how are you?" And it was like, no, never a minute had passed. Never an argument in our entire 47 years. Never.
By the way, can I just ask one thing? Did that song she's talking about, Taylor Swift didn't write that for the death.
No,
not that
I know of.
Okay.
I think she just related to it.
She was
thanking her. Isn't that two things that I like about that? You would think that that dynamic in Fleetwood Mac would breed contentiousness
between
two women,
but
because
never
that happens.
Those two.
I know, and that's so great because you know, who's the lead singer? Oh, now you're here. And I was the only girl. And it's so great that never happened. And second, that someone Taylor's age could write something that this legend, Stevie,
would resonate with her.
Yeah,
it's cool. And finally, Beyonce's dad is holding out hope for one last Destiny's Child album, even though it's been almost 19 years since their last. He said, you never say it can't happen because this is entertainment.
What, has he got a stake in that or something?
He's probably like some sort of manager.
Right.
TV Tonight, we've got Chicago PD and The Flash.
Chelsea, thank you so much. Time Out Magazine says these are the best songs from the 80s. And we'll put a little of that to the test as we approach Memorial Weekend and our iHeart 80s Weekend, which we love. Also, a fixture in Metro Detroit on Memorial Weekend is canceled again. I mean, I covered this thing a million times on TV. We've been out there live. We'll tell you coming up. Are these the best songs from the 80s? Listen, we always say it's objective. It depends what your favorite songs from the 80s were.
But it's always nice to see what somebody thinks.
Yes.
They think they have the answers.
Yeah.
Every once in a while, we're pleasantly surprised.
I don't think that they're that far off with some of these.
Yeah, there's only one on here that, like, it's number... The one that's number two is a fine 80s song, but that really...
Number two and number five, I didn't really understand.
I would have a hard time putting together this list. You're talking about a whole entire decade and the best songs out of that decade.
That's why if it was me,
that's a tough list.
I would put it together with Billboard standards of what song was number one the longest, followed by what was like top five the longest.
At least use some stats to back up your,
Yeah, but there's also some songs that I don't think ever made it into, like Tenderness from General Public. I love that song. I don't know if that's a number one song, but it's an 80s song I remember from movies and stuff. I don't know. Anyway, at number 20, it's... Every move you make. And I would argue this could even be higher on the list.
Yeah.
And what is it?
Every Breath You Take from The Police.
No, but what number is it?
20.
It's 20?
20.
Yeah, I would... Yes, you're right. I would argue...
Especially when I tell you some of the other ones. At number...
The only reason I don't get more excited about that, but I do agree it should be higher, is just because when you do what we do, you get major burn on some songs.
Right.
And that one, you know, we get burned on.
Sure. I mean, we've certainly played it enough.
A lot.
Tears for Fears at 19.
Yeah, I guess.
I know I'm a broken record, but I think these guys did like an acoustic version of this on maybe CBS This Morning on Sunday or like maybe a year ago. And it was so good, I shut my eyes and I'm like, this can't possibly be right now. And it was right now. I mean,
wow.
They sound so good.
Wow.
And they're like old guys, you know?
There's no universe, though, where that song places higher than Every Breath You Take.
Right. I agree. There you go. I mean, sure, this song was a staple of the 80s, played massive amounts of time, Tina Turner.
But that came in at number 16, bouncing around a little bit. Yeah. I don't think that deserves to be that high. It's a good song.
It was pretty big, though, when
it came out. I appreciate it, but, I mean, I could see, like, top 50.
Remember that video she was walking around?
In her leather miniskirt.
This
is another reason why it's hard to compile these lists, because it's kind of like when we play Battle of the Sexes. You have to think of most popular. What does everyone else think? Not just what do you think? Because I don't like that song. I've never really liked that song.
You didn't
song.
Like, no.
But I do get it. Like, I get that.
You like Tina Turner, just not that song?
I love Tina Turner. Yeah. And there's other songs. I didn't like that song like everyone else did.
This song, absolutely top 20. You got Courtney Cox doing a little dance on stage.
When did Born to Run come out?
Oh, 70s, right?
Okay.
Yeah, it's got to be 70s.
Okay.
I think. I don't know. All the Bruce fans. You know, it's so easy to piss off a Bruce fan.
No, I think you're right. Because
What's wrong with you? 1975.
Okay.
It's funny. I just listened to I Won't Back Down today from Tom Petty today when I was driving in. And I love that song. But this is a top 20. I'm free. Yeah. Agreed.
Yeah.
So when I play this song, does this strike you as an 80s song? I know it is, but I always forget it is. When I get that feeling, I want to like, doesn't this feel like a 70s song, Marvin Gaye?
It does. Yes. But it must be like, I mean, 80. What is it, 81?
Yeah, it's got to be.
So early.
80 or 81, it has to be.
Yeah.
There's no way it's 83.
I don't think so.
I think he died by 80. Yeah. I think.
Let's see. That song came out 82.
82. Okay. We were close. And will you just check, when did Marvin Gaye die? I remember when every radio station in America played Missing You from Diana Ross.
He died in 84.
84. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
So now we're into the top five. I skipped some of the other stuff in between.
This is number five. Straight out of Compton. It's a crazy brother named Ice Cube. From the stupid dope gang with an attitude. When I'm caught off, I got a sword off. Kick knowledge and
I don't think that should be five.
I mean,
I get that it's a big song, but
NWA Straight Out of Compton certainly defined a music genre for sure.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love it.
I know, that's the problem.
So much.
You love it, but is it a top five song of the 80s?
When I leave here today, I'm just going to repeat, repeat, repeat. I can sing every word to that song.
To me, it just, I think of the 80s as like Cyndi Lauper. Like, that's 80s. Like, this is almost too cool for the 80s. What year did that come out? That feels like it's 80. It's got to be 89, right? Or 88? Nah, this is killing me now without having the years.
Yeah, that's upper 80s.
Let's see.
If you say 85, I'm getting up.
No, 88.
88.
Yeah, I was going to say upper 80s.
Upper
80s.
The upper 80s. Sounds like a forecast. How about Whitney Houston? Absolutely define the 80s. Yeah, for sure. Remember that album? We were doing, Time Out Magazine did the biggest song of the 80s. The biggest, and we thought we'd do the top three now. We've gone through some of them already. Biggest songs of the 80s. Remember, at number five, it was Straight Outta Compton. So good.
I'm so glad they put that on the list.
I know. No, I know. I get it. Just like I said, I feel like it's too cool. It doesn't remind me of an 80s song. It seems very 90s and present to me.
Mm-hmm.
Whitney was number four. Absolutely defined the 80s, Whitney Houston, for sure.
I think that whoever put this list together did a pretty good job.
I agree.
Because, I think so, too.
Because I don't even really, like, I don't, I know this is, I love what, I don't like that song, just like the Tina Turner. Like, I didn't really ever like that song.
You're
I'm
not a big pop fan, though. You're not. I think you're grounded
in rap and
rock.
Yeah, but I became one. I did become one. But I like other Whitney songs. I just never liked that. But I think that they're doing a good job of covering, like, what was coming out of everyone's speaker.
Yes. At number three, without a doubt.
Can't deny that.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to deny that.
Mm-mm.
Michael Jackson beat it. Remember I told you there was one that song that's at number two that although...
Can I ask really quick before you say that?
Yes.
Wouldn't you put Billie Jean before Beat It?
I was just going to say, I'm surprised that Billie Jean or I Personally Love the Way You Make Me Feel. I understand that wouldn't be number three, though.
But Billie Jean had the... Thriller could be.
Huh. Well, Billie Jean also had... Yeah, Thriller was. But Billie Jean had... That's where he did the moonwalk, and that's when that whole thing was born. I just think Billie Jean is the bigger, but whatever. All those songs we just said are huge.
I would assume Billie Jean and Beat It are both number one songs. Which one was number one longer, I don't know. Mm. Here's the number two song that threw me. Define the 80s, yes. Number two? Wow. Thought I was mistaken.
Oh, 1995, Allison is so happy. One of my favorite bands.
I love New Order.
Absolutely. I can't believe someone had the nerve to make that number.
I've never even heard that song.
And you wouldn't, Chelsea. You don't know New Order.
No.
Who does? That is hysterical.
New Order is one of those bands that, like, Bizarre Love Triangle, I find the 9-minute version. I'll listen to the whole 9-minute version of it.
New Order actually has tons of hits.
They don't perform,
yeah,
do they?
No, they do. They do. Maybe they should do a Jay's 80s summer bash.
Oh, my God, I would die.
No, we didn't have albums then, but I had every New Order cassette that there was. Yeah. And they have so many hit songs, but Substance, which that came off of, was chock full of hits. I could go on about New Order all day.
Number one, it should be number one. That's right. Purple Rain, Purple Rain.
Yeah.
Purple Rain, Purple Rain. But even the Police are still going, New Order.
I know. That does.
Serious?
This whole list was like totally making sense until number two.
Until number two. Number two, put a monkey wrench in it. Yeah, Prince and Purple Rain at number one. There you go. There are the big songs from the 80s that we love and know. So Fox 2 News headlines, this is really the biggest one. Orchard Lake saying goodbye, or could be saying goodbye, to a 50-year tradition. Plans to host the St. Mary's Polish Country Fair scrapped this year due to threats made on social media. The fair had previously been canceled during the height of the pandemic. Organizers struggled to bring it back a year later, then canceled it again following the school shooting in Oxford and reports of fights in years past. Community leaders say similar circumstances have impacted other events around Metro Detroit, including Berkeley Days, which my daughter used to love going to Berkeley Days, which shut down early because of young people fighting.
Yeah, that was just a couple weeks ago.
So it sounds like they're just like, I don't want to deal. We don't want to deal with
this. Who needs the headache?
Yeah, who needs the headache? Right.
Yeah, because you got to be on guard all the time because of these little idiots.
I just can't believe that if that was supposed to be happening this weekend, you've already gotten this far.
I know.
Don't you have pretty much everything in place? Like, just, I don't know.
I don't know what happened. I will tell you this, too. I thought that was it because, I covered it on TV a lot. It is a big fundraiser, too.
It is, and it's huge, and I've never gone, but because I've been in the media all these years here,
yeah.
Like, I've always been aware of how huge it is. I've gone out there to do appearances. I've given tickets away. People love it. People travel.
Yeah.
It reminds me of when I lived up north in Boyne. There's the Polish Festival in Boyne Falls every year, and not that there's a lot to do up there, but that's the, you know, people will come a 4-hour drive to go to the Polish Festival, and it always reminded me of that because it was this big annual thing that everybody knew about and waited for, and that's a shame that it's going to get ruined because
Well, that's the story. Oh, one other thing. Ford says it has decided not to scrap AM radios in its 2024 models. The CEO, Jim Farley, says the company made the decision because of AM's importance as part of the emergency alert system.
Mm-hmm.
The move also comes after lawmakers on Capitol Hill introduced a bill that would mandate AM in new vehicles at no additional cost. Listen, maybe AM is not your big choice on things. Like,
but it needs to be.
It's
got to
be there. Yeah,
it's,
you don't just
be
get rid
option.
Of it. No, you don't get rid of AM radio. What's wrong with you?
Ford AM radio came first.
Ford realized it, though.
Good.
That guy Jim's a good guy. He got it. He knew what to do.
Please tell me you guys have some good news.
Tell me something good.
A great story with a surprise ending for Feeling Good in the D, brought to you by Michigan Lottery Large Family Instant Tickets. Here's the story. A single mom in Detroit, part of a hit TikTok video that showed her getting to a free Tigers game and being given $500. Everyone fell in love with Lydina Edge and her story about losing her husband. TikToker Zachary then raised more money to give her. Here's Lenita getting approached for a second time by Zachary going to a Tigers game. And then the big surprise in front of the entire stadium.
What's your dream?
Well, my number one dream, that my kids would, you know, make it just excel. I don't have to have a house on the hill, most fanciest car, but that they continue to work hard, do what they're doing, to stay focused. And they make it with everything that I believe that's good that I put in them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they gave her $50,000.
Wow.
50 grand.
Wow.
That's
oh my
an amazing
gosh.
Story. It's getting worldwide press.
With that music and stuff, I get goosebumps.
Mm-hmm. 50 grand for Lenita Edge, and lost her husband and wants a good life for her kids. The $500 was life-changing for her, and now $50,000 raised online. Talk unreal. About good people in the world.
Now, that's what a GoFundMe is for. Exactly. Good people like that.
Exactly.
Oh, it's not for because you're looking for a new futon?
Or to throw your kid start a new life birthday party.
Or that.
Yeah. Right. I really want to have a better birthday party this year. Because I'm all about self-care and treating myself. Listen to this. Is this something parents are doing? Someone asked Slate.com why they keep seeing kids going to the bathroom in portable toilets in parks and playgrounds. They said parents are bringing them everywhere now instead of making kids use public restrooms. Parenting columnists agree it is something parents are doing, but basically they shame them for complaining. Is this something you, Alan, with the kids, do you bring a little mini porta potty to the park?
I bring it everywhere, but I mean, if the park bathroom works, I'll use the park bathroom.
But you a lot do of times, bring one with you.
Yeah, because I go to the park all year round. Park bathrooms are seasonal. So I don't know if these people are like against public germs. I'm not. No way. Bring those on. For me, it's like, yeah, the bathroom. Yeah, I'm not going to go. I don't want to go home. I'm at the park. I want to stay at the park. I'm not going to let a poo ruin my park stay.
That is interesting because, like, I don't think that my sister ever takes a portable toilet. I mean, they have one for potty training and stuff like that, but I don't think they ever take one with them.
Well, ours is, if I'm walking there, no. But, I mean, ours is in the van all the time. It's just always there.
Do you put kitty litter disgusting. In it or something?
Disgusting. You don't want to know about it. We have plastic bags for number twos.
Oh.
We have nothing for number ones because number ones, whatever. But my kids are also like, sometimes they'll just like, there was a stretch there where they would just squat down and start peeing in the park. They didn't do number two, and they were younger, so it was kind of normalish.
Those are free range children.
A little bit awkward, but usually there's wood somewhere.
You're like Tarzan.
But here's the problem. I am. We are. You know what I did last year that I don't think I told you guys? I'm a dum-dum. My kid started to get real itchy right around the area where you wipe your pee, and I get, what kind of rash is that? And come to find out, it was poison ivy all up in there.
Oh,
and you guys, you know what happened? We went back to the park where that happened. And I'm like, man, how could I possibly have done that?
Like what happened? Yeah.
There was poison ivy supermarket. It was everywhere.
Oh my God.
And then you got it, right? Go in there and I got a little bit of it, but like what it done, I didn't know how to recognize the plant. She wiped with poison ivy. Sorry. Way too many words to say that. Excuse me.
Had to be so uncomfortable.
Could you imagine?
Everything about this is uncomfortable.
It was terrible. So, yeah, I'm bringing the potty. Yeah.
What is it? If it's something, leaves of three, let it be? Or?
Dude, I was an idiot. I
know it, too.
Yeah, that was it. But the problem is there's a lot of leaves of three that are good.
There are. When I'm working out in my yard, I think that everything is poison ivy, which is why I just don't touch anything. I don't know how people can just determine immediately that's poison ivy. Oh,
we got to put up a guide or something online. I think people need that.
Yeah, there are apps that will do the old plant identification.
That's what they need to be teaching in school.
They do. You're right.
How are we looking today?
Better than we were last year. We're good. No, we're today's going to be different. Cold front comes through. It's going to be windy. It's going to be cooler. So like 60s, 50s, blech. Cooler tonight, tomorrow. There's a frost advisory in our northern communities. Maybe a little patchy frost. But then we're much better.
What do you have? Did you get some poison ivy on your brain right now?
It's in there. Yeah, it's taking over. So let's talk next week then. We go well into the 80s, and closer to 90, maybe.
All right.
That's, again, not the official forecast. That's the hopeful land.
All right. Let's go back into time. Let's go back into time. Let's go back into time. One, two, three. What we're going to do right here is go back. Come on. Back in the Day is brought to you by the M1 Concourse, M1Concourse.com. What happened 32 years ago in 1991? Well, Thelma and Louise was released. That was a big hit, big sensation, right?
Yeah, huge.
Is that where we first saw
Brad Pitt?
Right.
I still find the ending of that movie completely implausible, but okay.
Yeah, it's a movie, right?
it's a fantasy, I guess. That's what movies are. But
in 2005, Rihanna debuted with this song. She's going on to change the world.
Jay-Z talks about her walking into his office when she was 16, and he was just like, where do I sign you right now?
Right. 17 years ago in 2006, Taylor Hicks beat Catherine McPhee to win the fifth season of American Idol.
I never understood that one. I thought that he was talented, but I thought between the two of them, she should have been the winner.
Oh my God, I hated Catherine McPhee so much.
And she married that guy, the music
David
guy,
right? Foster.
Yeah.
I honestly could not. I'm over it now. I have no beef with her now, but I really did not. And then
it sounds like you have beef with her.
You sure? 17 years later, you're still okay?
There's a chapter in my book about Catherine McPhee and Taylor Hicks.
Oh my God.
My life, that season of American Idol had something to do with my life changing. So that's why. It's not because I was low on material, which is what it sounds like.
In 2016, Charlie Puth released his hit, We Don't Talk Anymore, with Selena Gomez. We don't talk anymore. We don't talk anymore. That doesn't feel that old. We don't
talk anymore. No, it doesn't.
Right? Jay Towers in the Morning on demand. Here's the Hollywood Minute with Chelsea.
Kate Middleton met with a bunch of kids and drew pictures for them instead of giving them her autograph. Turns out the royal family is not allowed to sign autographs because then people could forge their signatures.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Oh, I'll draw you a picture.
Mm-hmm. Kim Kardashian says that she could not help Kanye West because he didn't want to be helped. She said, you really can't force things upon other people. You can't expect them to be where you're at and at your level. Today would have been their 9-year wedding anniversary.
Wow. By the way, Kim, you don't owe anybody any explanations. No. We all witnessed that in real time.
Right.
Tom Arnold recently admitted that he's gained an optimistic view on life following a mini stroke last year. He said, it was a great wake-up call for me, and he now spends his time making memories with his kids and feels very lucky to be alive.
That's nice.
Now, speaking of people who are lucky to be alive, Jay Leno shared a health update with Page Six. He said he's doing well despite experiencing a car fire and a separate motorcycle accident. He is not undergoing any physical therapy. And he jokes about his past incidents, stating that bad things happen to everyone and he has no reason to complain.
Well, comedians say funny things.
Jay, you broke both your kneecaps.
Ow!
Didn't he in that motorcycle accident?
I just know he caught on fire.
Yeah. And finally, Katy Perry reportedly wants to quit American Idol.
Okay.
Because of all the criticism that she's been getting online this season. Sources say that she blames the producers for editing the show to make her seem like a mean judge.
Sure. Okay. Well, you're not the first one to use that. Housewives have been using that for decades.
It is a good
But
good
we way. Can't edit you in a way that you don't actually are. And that was really bad English structure.
No,
but you understand what I'm trying
to say.
We'll
edit it to make it sound better later. Yeah.
Could you edit me nicely?
Yes. That Allison is so nice.
TV Tonight, we have Chicago PD and The Flash.
These are the rudest things you can do at the pool when it opens, especially if, you know, you live in Ypsilanti and your pool opens tomorrow. We'll explain Allison's Bubbles coming up, Stevie Nicks tickets this hour, and more. What's in the bubble today?
I found this kind of interesting. All of our money has been spoken for as far as who's on it. Yep. So I don't really think it's a thing that's ever going to come up. But there is a federal law that bans living people from being featured on any currency.
Really?
Yeah. And it was a tradition started to avoid the appearance of a monarchy.
Interesting.
I didn't know that. Because,
like, you know, the queen is on.
Sure.
Canada's money and anybody that,
And then the king now, right? I mean,
correct. Yeah, I guess he would. Does he go on their money now or do they keep the queen?
We're no monarchy.
No. Only dead people on our money.
Okay.
His movies have defied convention.
Oh, I love this trailer.
Hello, I'm Cleveland Heap. Welcome to the Cove.
Welcome to the Cove. Believes.
Something keeps setting up the sprinklers.
There's something strange going on around this building.
And explored the dark corners of our fears.
I saw you! Come out of that pool right now!
Go! I'll go after I do my last!
We have to help her.
Lady in the Water.
Don't be dramatic. Me and you were just nice to each other on Tuesday.
Yes. Good morning from 100.3 WNIC. That's like the official kickoff to summer, really.
When my pool opens?
No, playing that bit. But yes. Yeah. And your pool.
And I love how it's so like dark and haunting.
Yeah.
Well, it can get that way.
I like that it sets off the sprinklers.
I was telling Warren the other day what my pool schedule is going to be.
Yeah.
And because I really, I've got to get a grip. Like, seriously, I've got to get this whole thing. This was going to be the year of change. So, and I'm, you know, I'm at least going to get an exercise schedule going. So I told him, I said, I think I'm just going to go down every day right when the pool opens. And he's like, well, you'll avoid all the kids.
Sure.
And the people. So good idea. Go do that.
I think 30 minutes in the water doing your laps.
My laps and my leg kicks.
Is a really good exercise.
Well, I was looking at a picture really quick before you get into what you're going to do. Yeah. And I showed this to Chelsea a few weeks ago because I was going through my photos and I took a picture of myself. It was two summers ago that I had a thing going on. And actually, if I did side by side, you could see I made some progress that summer. By after about 3 months, you could see it in my arm. You could see it. And I was even showing her that picture, and I was like, there's no filter. There's no...
I think we went out to Milford Memories, too, and you looked like very svelte.
And I really didn't change much about how I was eating. I was just walking 3 to 5 miles a day and in the pool every day. So that's the key, I think, for me.
By the way, I think we should probably mention that when we broadcast from Universal Orlando, because we're giving trips away all in June, we have to have a talk with our friends, Luann and Debbie, who will be joining us on the first leg of the tour.
Ah.
Because I don't know if they know our rule of no photos at the pool.
No.
Oh, yeah, no. We band together to make sure that does not happen. I think they're cool with that, though.
Yeah.
Especially since with just a little Hawaiian tropic oil for me. I actually look like a beach seal, that we do not, we do not post any pictures when we swim. And we
I wore shorts the other day on a walk and I was like, I feel like this is offensive. My legs are so white right now. Like I cannot be walking around like this and just thinking that this is okay.
Just something about being in a pool, having a cocktail.
Yeah, right?
It just feels like so nice. I can't wait for summer to be here. These are the rude things that you shouldn't be doing at the pool. One, this is so dumb. We already know. The number one thing is never use the pool as a toilet. It's not the ocean. Ooh. It's not the lake. So don't use that.
You shouldn't need to be told that.
You know what, though? I heard people say out of their mouth, isn't that what the chlorine's for?
Oh, my God. No, the chlorine's to kill your germs just because right. of your body filth.
I mean, if maybe only one person in the whole day did it, the chlorine, but let's not test it.
No.
Let's not test it.
Also, don't bring glassware. Stick with plastic cups or metal water bottles. Breaking a glass at a public pool isn't a good look. No.
Well, it's usually on the pool rules right when you're there. It says that.
They say don't hog the lounge chairs. If you want to show up early to get the best spot, that's fine. Just don't use towels, book bags, and everything else to hold like 7 chairs and hold them all day until 2 o'clock.
Oh, that's not fair.
Well, you can tell people that till you're blue in the face and they're not going to stop doing that. So they're just not.
You know the gentle nudge? Here's a gentle nudge for you parents if you're approaching Allison at the pool. Don't let your kids run wild.
Please, if I may have the floor for a second. And I just want to go over this one more time as we decide who the Karen is.
Yeah.
Because honestly, I love your children. Mm-hmm. And the pool really is, kids should have fun in the pool.
Yeah,
I loved it as a kid. I go in the pool. It is the standard length pool. It's very large. There's an indoor and an outdoor part, and I use a very small lane to go back and forth and swim my laps. And it's me and 2 boys. That's it. In the entire pool.
Right.
And these 2 women up on land talking. And these 2 boys just they want to go right into my lane. And it's intentional what they're doing. And I'm like, you know what? I'm not gonna stop swimming. And literally the lack of attention mother has the nerve to say I'm the aggressive one for swimming into her children. And I'm like, do you not see your kids are like magnets to me? And they're laughing at you because you're letting them get away with it. And she calls me the Karen. I will get out of this pool and do nothing because
I'm going to play calming music for you at the pool.
I really need a lot of this at the pool.
There's Allison. Just stay out of her way. Stay out of her way.
And don't cannonball me.
This one's easy. No topless tanning. Well, of course.
Done. Wow.
You shouldn't need to be told that one either.
Nope. What if you're face down?
I mean, I have done that before where I'm face down and would, you know, way back
undo
in the day.
Strap.
But you have to remember, take care of that before you sit up.
No blasting music. No going inside barefoot. Jumping in when you're gross or super sweaty. They say towel off first, rinse off first. And showing up with a contagious condition, like a rash or foot fungus.
Scabies. Please don't.
All right. There you go. There you go. Enjoy the summer, everybody. Don't forget to have fun and do your laps.
I do my laps!
W-N-I-C. Our annual cereal drive is back because hunger doesn't take a summer vacation. So you can join us live. We are teaming up with Children's Hospital of Michigan's Professional Nurse Council. And we're taking your cereal again on Thursday morning, June 8th. We'll be live on Fox 2 and WNIC, the parking lot of Kroger and Royal Oak. It's going to be a little bit of a challenge to get there only because I'm pretty sure that 75 construction is brutal in that spot. So you're going to have to find, you're going to have to go the other way. You're going to have to like get off on Woodward and go that way, which is totally fine.
You're going to have to just map out your... route ahead of time.
Yeah, it was like right off the exit, which is why we like that spot, but who knew they were going to close
exit? that specific exit is closed?
Right.
Great. Construction has just really been fun this summer so far.
Like, do you know when I come to work in the morning and I'm on 75 South, as I approach 696, normally, I'm at that point at that 8 to 9 minute mark from work.
Yeah.
Now when I approach that point, because of what I have to do, I'm at 17 minutes from work.
It's nuts.
I go down to 8 Mile. I have to turn around, get on the service drive, pass the Tim Hortons, get back onto 75 North, then immediately get on to 696 and go.
It
adds another like 8 minutes.
You know that construction that we said was happening from 10 until 3 yesterday on 96 eastbound?
Yeah.
When I was driving home at 1:15 yesterday, oh my gosh, I felt so bad for those people. Like, had no idea, especially that was happening. I mean, it was backed up for probably, I don't know, 5-10 miles.
Yeah.
It was insane.
I did notice, and it might not be completely everywhere, but I did notice that GPS and Google Maps has been loaded up with the information of all these projects.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Because I'll turn my Google Maps on when I'm going somewhere where I know how to get. For other reasons, I turn it on. And the alternate routes are already being suggested. Like, they're not take... Like, let's say I turn left out of my complex to go to the gas station next door. It would tell me, go 8 minutes around this way, because it knows. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully, for cereal drive and things like that, if you're turning on your GPS, it will already tell you. Like, so you won't, if you're like me, you struggle to get anywhere.
Yeah.
You really rely heavily on, you know, knowing exactly. So if that exit being shut is going to mess you up, just your Google Maps should figure it out for you.
By the way, wait until you see the cereal donation we got from our good friend James Jude Courtney. Which we will debut at the cereal drive.
Wow.
Very nice.
Is he going to fly in for that?
No, but he's all about
cereal,
getting rid of hunger. Time for That's Incredible. Some incredible stories from around the world and beyond like this. A Northern California library book is finally back in its rightful place after being overdue for nearly 100 years.
One of my staff members brought it, came up and said, oh, somebody had returned that book. They thought it was really cool. It was a really old book. All of us are just, you know, wondering where the book could have been for so long, you know, from checked out in 1927. And actually,
that's incredible.
It was checked out in 1927.
Oh my gosh. I can't believe anyone even bothered returning it.
Right.
I know.
There was a person at the grocery store and got a really wobbly wheeled shopping cart, but they say it sounds like just a heavy metal song when pushing the cart. Do you agree?
Oh my God.
Come on.
That is so great.
That's incredible.
I always get the cart that's squeaky or doesn't work right. One of the wheels doesn't work.
Somebody has to.
Really quick, one day I want to do a deep dive into the new shopping cart I'm gonna do a TikTok about it. Every time I'm at the store, I swear I am. The new shopping cart that has the bar across the bottom where you put the 12 packs.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Someone put a bar there so that you can't put anything there anymore, and I need to know why.
That's ridiculous.
Here's extra real estate on your car. We're on your cart. We're blocking it now.
You're gonna buy less.
I got to take my big 12-pack and put it up in the cart now. All right.
The gathering of Kyles in Kyle, Texas fell short again of breaking the world record. They missed the mark by 835 Kyles. They needed more Kyles.
Kyle Fair, the largest mushroom in the entire world, tried to beat the world record, but it's a little short today.
This is one of the biggest gatherings of the Kyles I have ever been. It's remarkable. I hope to come back next year.
That's incredible.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard of, but we love to talk about it.
Yeah.
So great.
A couple of quick hits. A landlord in Minnesota deliberately set his apartment on fire last Thursday while blasting the 33-year-old Billy Joel song, you guessed it, We didn't start the fire. He could face up to 20 years in prison.
That's incredible.
People are so stupid.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. A 64-year-old man in Kentucky freaked out on his roommate last weekend after noticing that the roommate had eaten the very last Hot Pocket. He was so mad, he shot the guy in the butt. The roommate will be okay.
That's incredible.
Well, the shooting in the butt went a little too far, but taking the last Hot Pocket was not cool.
No.
It wasn't.
I mean, maybe you get into a firm argument.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Leave firearms out of
it. Please.
Do that.
Kraft says the top complaint that they get is people not being able to open the clear wrapper of Kraft singles. So they're changing them to add texture to the flap so that way your fingers can feel where the opening is.
That's incredible.
Well, you know what's incredible about that? That's great that they're doing it. It's been probably 20 years.
Yeah.
But I recognize that struggle. It's just incredible. It took them this long to make that change.
How many complaints came through for them to finally be like, okay, that's it. We've had it.
Those Kraft singles have been the same since I was a kid.
I know.
So, I mean, I'm glad the brain trust got together. We'll leave you with this today, and that's incredible. Incredibly happy. A little boy was promised a big surprise if he started to play outdoors. That big surprise was his dad coming home from the Navy.
Did you win my prize?
I did.
Hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, daddy is your surprise.
That's incredible.
Isn't that great?
My daddy!
Might have wanted a little extra. Mm-hmm. I thought a toy was coming too, but that's so sweet.
Jay Towers in the Morning on iHeartRadio.
Battle of the Sexes is brought to you by Hollywood Casino at Greektown. Two contestants on and ready to go. Allison's going to play for Christine. I will play for Brent, going for win four. That could be $200. Let's play Battle of the Sexes.
Allison, name something that grows without being watered.
Oh, that grows without being watered.
Mm-hmm.
Your fingernails?
That is the third best answer. 1 point for that. Your hair was number one, followed by weeds. Jay, name a profession in which rain can ruin a day's work.
Gardening.
A landscaper was the third best answer. 1 point for that. Construction was number one. Allison, name a public place where even an adult can get lost easily.
A public place where an adult can get lost. A theme park?
Yeah, number one answer, 10 points.
Yeah.
Jay, besides coughing, what's something you can't stop yourself from doing?
Sneezing.
That is the number one. You both are tied with 11.
Ooh.
Allison, name some place you might expect to find a snake.
In the grass.
Yes, number one answer, 10 points. And Jay, name a weather condition that's four letters long.
Rain.
Second best answer, 5 points for that. Snow was number one. Allison wins 21-16.
All right.